This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
Lauren, we got an email from our PR team asking me if I wanted to talk about the Great Resignation. Have you heard of the Great Resignation?
It's actually all over the news right now.
What do you mean?
So after you told me that originally, I looked and it was Newsday had an article on it.
What do you mean I told you that originally? We didn't have a conversation about it. Like, got the email. We're sitting here right now. There's never been a conversation. I was actually at the dermatologist when I got the email. I don't know what you're talking about. So I was getting a full body scan, just so everyone knows. My wife doesn't believe I'm allowed to go fishing unless I get an annual full body scan.
A preventative person. If you can prevent skin cancer or you get it when it's early, then it doesn't spread.
She's a worrier. And I was at the doctor and he goes, Andrew, he's a good guy. And he goes to me in Stony Brook. It's a good dermatologist, right? And I'm going to tell you why he's good. There's two reasons. First of all, he's a swell fella. But second of all, there's a Ralph's Famous Ices next door. And
peanut butter cookie dough.
No, Lauren. Everyone knows that the key lime pie is the best flavor. You sometimes can go jelly ring if you're feeling jelly welly, but
is it even open anymore?
So it wasn't, and that's why I'm here right now. I wasn't sure if we were going to record today because I had to go to the dermatologist because Lauren says to me, and I'm going full circle, that I can't go fishing. And my brother-in-law, Kathan, and I like to go fishing every Sunday, and we go on the boat and we fish, and you say to me that I'm getting in the sun all day. I can't be in the sun all day. You're in the sun all day. She's very big into the not wearing any sunscreen. I'm not into sunscreen. And she wants me to sunscreen. Lather it up, she says.
And I want you to live.
Well, you know, as the dermatologist said, I have two things for the dermatologist. He agreed with me about this. That when you get when you get burned, you're less likely to stay in the sun. That was one of our conversations.
Ooh, yeah.
You get a big sunburn, you get out of the sun. That was one of our things that we both agreed on. And I said, my wife's trying to get me lathered up, so I stay in the sun. That was one of the things. I'm going to get out when I get burned. And I don't get burned. He said, wear a hat. That's the key. Not wearing this lather. And I don't know if you saw, one of the sunscreen products actually was shown to cause cancer.
Neutrogena, which had the best face lotion.
So maybe you wanted me to wear the sunscreen not to stay in the sun, but you know, back in the day, guys, gents, the men out there, do you know what our wives did back in the day when the airplanes started? You know, men, real men, we're the ones that traveled. The women didn't travel back in the day. The men, the workers. And so do you know what they did? They put life insurance salespeople in the airports. So the wife would go get you life insurance and give you a kiss and say, fare thee well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And so
Where do they go now?
The women. This is what they're thinking. And so I bet you when you're telling me to go wear my lather of my Neutrogena, you probably got a life insurance policy for me behind my back.
Well, now life insurance policies go to what they like to call wealth managers. Wealth managers will say, I am going to help you invest your money. Oh, and you're going to buy life insurance, right? No?
You tell me. They rarely hit up the man and are like, hey, your wife's going to do some reckless activity, and she's going to get killed. So get yourself some life insurance on her life. I will tell you, this is my dorky lawyer thing. I just got to put it out because we got to share these things. If you get a life insurance policy, don't ever, 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 ever own it in your name. Because if you own it in your name, it goes part of your estate for estate tax purposes. Huh. You want to get what's called a life insurance trust. Because when you're alive, your life insurance is worth very little. But let's say you have $1 million policy. When you die, now you have $1 million passing through your estate. And as we all know, when Trump was in office, he made it that there's a time when the federal exemptions are going to go down They're going to go down. The sunset's coming on estate tax. And there's talk about Biden accelerating those sunsets, the Bidenator. And we have to be worried about this. So what you need is a life insurance trust. And I shouldn't say this because now I'm helping Lauren get more money if something happens to me. I'm not wearing Neutrogena. So here's the thing.
No one is.
So I'm going. She says I can't go fishing with Kathan if I don't get the scan. I haven't got a scan in a few years. And the doctor agreed with you. He said my COVID excuse was 2019. He goes, 2020, you got no excuse for. That's what he said to me. Because he said, you haven't been here since 2019. I go, well, it was COVID. He goes, yeah, that excuse is tired now.
No, COVID was 2020.
I know, but apparently people started going back to the dermatologist in 2020. It was 2019 when everything was shut down. This is what he told me. I'm letting you know. This is what Doc said.
Okay.
And he said, in 2020, people went back at the end of 2020 to the dermatologist. I listened to the dermatologist for facts and information. So. Okay. Anyway, Lauren says I can't go out and go fishing as much as I want because she, if you haven't seen Lauren, is freckly. Freckly, you're part Irish.
I found out I am 25% Irish, says 23andMe.
Well, not just 23andMe. You met your birth mom, and your birth mom, she's now deceased, your birth mom told us that she was 50% Jewish and 50% Irish, correct?
Yeah, so I was adopted at birth, and I found my birth family in the last couple of years, and that's when I found out that I do have some Irish genes.
No, not some. Like, we understand
no,
math.
Significant.
People
have
a birth
freckles.
Mom.
I'm an Irish freckly girl.
People have apparently. A birth dad, a birth mom, and they both make up 50%.
Yeah.
And if mom had a dad and a mom, and mom's mom was Irish, and mom's dad was Jewish, in my math, and you're the one that got like the perfect SAT on the math, but I understand that we have 4 25s in 100. And
so
I'm
smart.
And I'm just telling you, she's 25% Irish. I know these things, and the freckles gave it away before we knew. So the doc says to me, your wife's got the type of skin that you could have an issue. You got moles. You got
I don't
freckles.
Like that word, moles. I'd rather just
moly.
When I think of a mole, I think of like hairs coming out of.
No,
a mole.
She doesn't have gross, yucky moles. She
no,
just has.
I have freckles.
She has freckles. Some big, some small.
Sometimes
freckles.
Sometimes in the summer, they all connect, and I look very tan.
It's kind of wild. People go to her; she's tan, but she's not tan. It's just the freckles all connected.
Yeah, it makes me very tan looking.
It's like New York telephone. We're all connected. So, Lauren. He's very afraid of the skin cancer. So apparently she's put her own anxieties onto me. And Doc tells me I should come in every year. You're right. And he tells me I should wear a hat. That you're right. But he tells me I got nothing to worry about. There's no blemishes on my body. Perfect skin. That's what we got. Perfect. Not.
Well, you have to be perfect at something.
That's what he tells me. Perfect skin. And Doc tells me that if he had a prescription pad with him when we were talking, he would have given me a prescription to go fishing on Saturdays, not just Sundays. So I just wanted you to understand that Doc and I were fishing men. This is what we're going to do.
Does he give you a prescription for another babysitter?
What happened was I was on my drive over to see Doc. You see how I ignored her. That's the better way to do it. A good relationship is when you only hear the part you want to hear. So I'm just going to ignore this part because she's interfering with my fishing and trying to explain why we're not doing it. You and I are going to have a conversation
November.
Without Lauren. Let's you and I talk without
no,
Lauren.
First off, are you fishing in November?
1 second. You and I talk without Lauren, and I'm just going to tell you. She could say whatever. I'm not even looking at her. I'm just going to tell
she's
you.
Actually not looking at me.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Move the microphone away.
I'm driving to the doctor. I get my PR guy. He goes, what do you think about doing some segments on the Great Resignation? And I didn't have time because I don't drive and text. You know, driving and texting, very dangerous. And then my life insurance, that's where they should sell the life insurance. But so I wasn't doing it. And
well,
I
like
wanted to write back
ad
to him.
While you're texting and driving?
I wanted to write back to him. No, it should come up on the screen, Lauren. Like, you know, I was in, I guess my brother-in-law, I guess so I should call him, my brother-in-law, Josh. You know, backdoor Josh. I was in backdoor Josh's Tesla. And the screen is so freaking big, they could have a room for a little ad on his Tesla. I've never been in a Tesla before. When we were in Florida, I was in a Tesla, Josh, backdoor Josh, you know? And so he has, there's big enough for ads, but that's not what, back to you. I'm not looking at you anymore. I'm going to keep telling them what happened.
I got more.
You get more in a second, okay. But here's what happened. And they asked me about the Great Resignation. And they wanted to say, and I wanted to write back to them, I have an easier thing. Every time I go away in the history of my career, every single time someone quits. And that's what happens and at then, my life.
I mean, it's so funny because I tell my mom, I call my mom, and I go, Mom, guess what? She goes, what? I'm like, I'm going away. And she goes, yeah. And I go, yeah. And guess somebody's going to quit. And she's like, no, you guys deserve it. You work so hard. You should be able to go away. We went away for 3 days. And we haven't been away in 2 years.
Whoa. When you say 3 days, we actually didn't even go away half the day on Thursday. We went two and a half days.
We went to work.
Yeah.
And then we went on a plane to visit some family, some new biological family that I didn't know about.
Pretty cool. Laura met two of her biological brothers and her biological – well, I guess they're not biological, but her sisters of her sister-in-laws of her biological brothers. You have to say that properly.
It's true.
And you already knew one of your biological sisters, so Jess, and you already knew her husband, backdoor Josh. And you all know them too because they've been on the show. Well, Jess was, and she was sitting here staring us down while Josh was telling us how he goes in the back door. And so,
as a sales guy,
that's how he always wants to sell his way into the back door. And so we went, and right before I left, one of my favorite, you know her, Leslie, she decided she's going to go work in the city at a firm in the city, and she's going, which is, I wish her the best. We love Leslie. She actually brought us Filipino food today, which was really delicious. And so we're leaving on good terms. But
she wants to change life up and go to New York City. We're out in Long Island, suburban firm, and she wanted a New York City life.
It's okay, though, because we had already had someone starting not this Monday, but next. I mean, we have someone starting this Monday, and she's leaving this Friday.
Isn't that crazy? We were growing, and we hired somebody to start. So I guess we have to hire somebody else.
Well, we already interviewed someone I think I like a lot. And then you have two partners from competitors that we're talking to. And we'll see what goes on with that as far as where we're going to grow and what we're going to do. But I don't understand this. They're like the Great Resignation. Just go away. Your staff, every time I go away, Lauren tells me it doesn't happen. But there's a coup that happens. They all sit around. I'm telling you, Lauren, this is what happens in my world. If you're a boss, tell me if this happens. I just want to know. You're not there. You know, what do they say? When the cat's away, the mice will play? Is that how that goes?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
It sounds good. And so I think what we need is more rules. And speaking of rules, I was in Florida speaking to Jess, remember So Jess, and her buddy is like the head of an HR for a company, no?
Yes, her very good friend is the head of HR for a large Florida company.
What was this girl's name?
Elisa.
Elisa was lovely. I liked Elisa. And Elisa and I were talking about rules. That was while we were drinking.
I mean, HR functionally is a department that makes rules for a company to comply.
And I was thinking to myself, what happens is when you have two loose rules, is what I'm thinking, then the coup happens because then they all think that they are able to do what they want. They're too empowered, the staff. And then they tell you what they think and what they want to do. When it's a regimented rules, like
this is the time you need to be at work.
You need a contract. You need a policy manual. This is when you got to be at work. This is how you ask for leave. And sometimes when you treat people too much like autonomy, too much ownership, which you want to do because then they want to be there, sometimes when you do that, they get a little too full of themselves. Have you seen what happened to this Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, but I have another problem with that. Why don't you talk about Aaron?
I don't understand what you just said.
Okay, he's the quarterback that didn't get vaccinated, that said he had an immune thing.
No, that's not what he said. Alternate. They asked him. They said, Aaron Rodgers in August, they asked him. They said, whether you were vaccinated. They wanted to know, are you vaccinated? Are you COVID-19 vaccine? And you know what he said? He had been immunized. That's what he said.
Immunized.
Those were his words. Interesting words. You always got to watch when someone doesn't just say yes or no when they use a funky word.
Yeah.
It's always
a black or white issue. Like, there wasn't any gray.
I know a lot of people with, like, doctorates and advanced degrees. And it's weird when they use words like immunized when you say, did you get a vaccine? Like if a doctor said, yes, I've been immunized, like that would be weird, I want you to know. But when a quarterback says, I've been immunized, as opposed to when someone says, did you get the COVID-19 vaccine? What's your response? Yes or no? Those are your two choices. Yes. There's no maybe so. Like there's yes or no. Yeah. And
did
so
it or you didn't.
So I think they had – did you see how dumb their rules are, though? I'm going back – we're talking rules right now.
Okay.
I think he got fined 3 clams in a shell. Like someone – I saw an article that the fine they gave him for lying about the COVID vaccine from the NFL was like equivalent to like – and I'm off. I want you to know I'm off. But it was equivalent to like $15 or something like that, like for a normal person's salary. It was like 15,000 or I don't remember the exact number, but someone said it was like if
inconsequential
to his salary, it was roughly $15. It was like getting a hot dog at the Packers game was his fine. And again, when you give too much loosey goosey. So I think we're in a problem now because on one note in the Great Resignation, people want, the employers want to make you want to go to work. Isn't that a big thing you're into?
Well, we've been into that for a long time. And during the pandemic, when we had to shut down and everybody was allowed to work from home, first off, we were in a how do we survive mechanism because we couldn't even go to court. A law firm just completely shut down and we had to figure out how to stay in business, how to keep employees, how to keep paying their salaries without furloughing, what we need to do. And it was hard. And we became a little lenient because we allowed people to work from home. We allowed people to do things at their own schedule. And then when life came back, we weren't so strict with what our protocols in the office were.
We stopped wearing suits. Like it was it used to be, you had to be buttoned up in our office. We got really lax. And so what happened is I think like this Aaron Rodgers, there was no consequences.
Yeah.
And I think we allowed no consequences. So there's this tightrope as a boss where on one note, you want people to want to work there. You don't want to be their babysitter. You want to give them as
nag people.
You want to give them as much leeway as possible. It's a terrible experience to nag someone and be like, hey, you were supposed to do that 60 days ago. You were supposed to do that 90 days ago. You're supposed to do that 15 days ago. Why haven't you done that? Like,
I mean, I have to do that with my children, and that's enough of all I want to do.
But I think the problem today is consequences. That's what I'm trying to get at. I want to talk a little about consequences. And this HR gal,
Elisa,
she made me think about this when I was away. So maybe going away and having someone quit was the answer to have people not quit in the future.
Okay.
So that's where I'm going with this. I have a thought, Lauren. And I haven't fished on it yet because I didn't get my scan until today. But now that I'm clear to go fish on it.
Are you sharing it with me for the first time now?
I am sharing. I'm sharing.
You're like, okay, go. I'm excited.
Well, I'm just telling you what Elisa, she motivated me. So here's what I got. The fine that he had, right, did nothing.
The hot dog.
Yeah. Like, he don't care. Like, he got PR problems on it. I think one of his sponsors dropped him. I could be wrong. But I think that's what I heard, that one of the sponsors. But, like, he don't care.
Well, I learned from this that that Shailene Woodley backed him up. And I actually love, I think that's his girlfriend or something. She is an actress. And she was in some of my favorite shows, Big Little Lies. She was in The Secret Life of the American Teenager when she was younger. You know, the Lifetime type of shows.
Do you think she has life insurance on him?
Well, no, she makes probably great money herself.
But
she's
still, if you were dating a guy that believes that you should be immunized instead of vaccinated.
Well, I looked into her and apparently she eats clay.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you need better consequences. That's what I think. I think that leeway and consequences, not micromanagement. I think that's what I'm trying to get across right now is my new epiphany. So the problem for employers today, bosses, is what can you really do to them? Like my 8-year-old knew I was aggravated about something in the office. And he goes, why don't you just, I don't know. He had a few different ideas. He asked about timeout first.
Why don't you give people a timeout?
And so he wanted to know what I could do. And
imagine
I was
having
like
a timeout room at work.
Staff are not slaves. You have to put that out there. You really have, here's your choices as a boss, Roddy. I want you to understand the choices. Option A, let them win.
Yep.
Option B, except they will leave. Mm-hmm. Those are your two choices, just so we're on the same page.
Or option C, fire them.
Well, I said except they will leave. Yeah. Like, so either option A, I guess you could outright fire to your point, but let them win. Let them leave, or as you say, throw down the gauntlet and fire their tushy. Those are your choices. Isn't that what goes on?
Well, yeah, that's what employers have to do.
But there's no choice. Like, you can't, I don't know if you remember, we put a blog up on this. You can't, like, duck their pay. You're not allowed to just duck someone's pay.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of lawsuits that could happen from the employee against you if you take it out of their pay. You can, I guess, make them work more hours. Like, someone in my office really likes to have family issues that they have to leave all the time.
I don't think they like to have it.
Okay, but they got to leave all the time.
They have to leave all the time.
But they don't make up the hours. And so when they don't make up the hours, what should I be doing? Should I be sending them a notice and docking the pay on that? That's an interesting conversation. But if I do that, doesn't that say to them, I'm mad at Andrew. Now I'm going to go get a job somewhere else.
Yeah. And that's where tight line that you have to walk on.
That's the tight line. So Lisa and I were talking about vaccine requirements at the employment. And that's where I want to go with this whole thing. It comes together with the great resignation.
She might run HR for a company that has thousands of employees.
Yeah. So here's what we were talking about. If the employer says I have to have a vaccine requirement, your employer, then it puts the employer in that position like we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Option A, let the employee slide and do whatever they want. Option B, enforce your requirements and be accepting your employees are going to quit. Or option C, if they don't get vaccinated, fire their tushy. And a lot of people are interested in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they're interested in what happened with respect to states like Texas suing OSHA. You read about this, right? And they're interested, and they go to Abbott from Texas and Paxton, his AG. They're saying, we got to stay, meaning stopping the enforcement of the OSHA mandate, which is kind of dumb if you think about it. Why is it dumb? It's dumb because it wasn't effective till January 4th anyway. It's kind of dumb because there's cases in all different states. And when there's cases in all different states about the exact same topic, our court system has something called multi-district litigation, and they consolidate it in front of one court. So
most
we don't.
People don't know this.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Okay.
So otherwise, think about it. If you had the Fifth Circuit hearing a case, the Second Circuit hearing a case, the Seventh Circuit hearing a case, what happens if they have different rulings on the same issue? And they have this rule called comity, which means they have to respect each other's decisions. So the way the court system has it is they have this thing where it says if the same lawsuit's going on the second district, the fifth district, the seventh district, let's bring it all into one district and let that one district make the decision. That circuit makes the decision. And so my point on why this lawsuit from Texas is dumb, the stay.
It's a stay for January.
Yeah, it's because it's going to be effective January 4th, 2022. That's what the law is. And they got what's called a temporary restraining order, a stay before an injunction. Just doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. But here's why it's dumb. It's dumb because before this is going to become effective, it's going to be transferred into this multi-district litigation. And likely a different circuit, because it's a lottery system, is going to ultimately rule if this vaccine, OSHA, for 100 or more employees, is effective or not.
So who's paying for this lawsuit?
The states. The states are suing the federal government.
Taxpayers.
Yeah, taxpayer money. Okay. But another reason why it's dumb. We're not there. But it's dumb in that account, Lauren, because why would taxpayers want to have the same lawsuit in different circuits on and having redundancy and inconsistency? Hence why, isn't it smart that the federal courts have a system called multi-district litigation, where if the same lawsuit's in different circuits, they consolidate it into one place. So it's dumb. But it's dumb for a whole nother reason, according to our HR friend. And that's what I want to get across. It's dumb because this OSHA mandate is actually really pro-business. And I want to throw that out there because of our whole conversation with a great resignation. Right now, an employer's choice is to let it slide, enforce it and agree with people resigning, or say, fire their tushy and get rid of them. Those are the only three choices. And the employer is going to be the bad guy no matter which way they choose with respect to vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
Some people are going to say, you're not requiring vaccination, I'm quitting. Some people are going to say, you are requiring vaccination, I'm quitting. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to say, you're selectively enforcing vaccination, so I'm suing you because you're doing it based on people's demographics and you're applying your policy discriminatorily, and therefore I'm suing you for discrimination because you can't just make men get vaccinated, or women, or gay people, or blacks, or Chinese, or whatever else. You have to do it to everyone. Those are the possibilities. But back to the beginning, I was actually on Black News Channel about 2 weeks ago, and I was talking about paid family leave, Lauren. And Tashani, you know, my favorite host, Tashani, was asking me about, she brought me on a bunch of times on Black News Channel about paid family leave. And I didn't get a chance to say this, and I want to tell you that I was working out this morning, and I was working out in our gym, and I listened to Google. You know, we have the Googles everywhere.
Google News.
And I say, tell me the news, and it tells me the news in the morning. And they have a commercial that I listen to. And Walmart says, if you're an employee full-time or you're hourly and you work full-time, we'll give you up to 6 weeks paid family leave. Hmm. Right?
They're desperate.
Well, I don't know. Desperate, great resignation. So that's what we're talking about. But I'm saying, thinking to myself, the mom and pop store in town can't do that.
Nope.
And so by not having paid family leave, isn't it negative consequences to business, because you're putting the small business in a strategic disadvantage to the large business, and the small business may be newer and more innovative, and it entrenches existing players in the marketplace, therefore not allowing for innovation to be able to dominate the next era and create more tax dollars. Just something to think about. But let's go back to this OSHA mandate. Isn't it kind of the same thing? And this is what we were talking about while we were having some drinks over the Cuban food. And right now, she can't win, this HR director, because no matter what her company does, she's going to have a great resignation. You know what she said to me? Well, besides, I should stop going away if I don't want people to quit. She said, if the federal government, if OSHA, I'm talking to you, Texas, that's supposed to be so pro-business, had a mandate. And just so we're clear, there's mandates for vaccines to go to school already. Oh, you pro-choice. It's my body. I get to choose. My buddy who said to me, it's freedom. I'm missing the freedom. It's a choice. There is no freedom about, like, maybe in COVID, it's a new one. But, like, if you want to go to elementary school, you need to get, don't you have to get our kids' vaccination cards?
We do. And I don't know if you saw this, but they're predicting a measles outbreak where 22 million people didn't give their kids the measles vaccine.
But to get into our school, you have to give them our vaccination cards.
Yes.
So it's not new that vaccinations are required. It's just that you politically don't agree with the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
There's a difference. It's not a freedom thing. You could hide behind freedom all you want.
Well, they're saying it hasn't been tested long enough.
Great. That's, again, you're not agreeing with the policy, but it's not a freedom thing. It's a political agreement about the policy with respect to the COVID vaccine. You don't have freedom to go to public schools without getting certain vaccines, full stop. That's just the rule. And so we were talking at dinner over the Cuban food. And like I said, I was frustrated because someone had just resigned. And every time I go away, there's a coup. And it clicked for me, and you and I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. Sometimes federal or state government policies, which you might be saying, and I've heard Elon Musk say this, and I agree with him. And I always say things are nuanced. I was just listening to my WFAN appearance, and I was talking about this. So maybe it'll click for you, Lauren.
Okay.
He said that he was talking about tax dollars and everything and taxing the rich. And he said, clearly public businesses – I mean, private businesses, as we said, I'm paraphrasing, can do better and more innovative things with tax dollars, with entrepreneurial spirit, than the government can. The government's inefficient.
Yeah.
And so on that set alone sentence, the way you ask the question, everyone's going to say, yeah, I agree. And I do agree, Elon. But on the same note, I also agree with the fact that if we have uniform rules that are not business required, meaning if paid family leave is uniformly paid by the government through all our tax dollars, it's allowing smaller businesses to compete with bigger businesses. It's just a thought, and making smaller businesses have a chance to innovate and expand and grow because they're not at a strategic disadvantage from the get-go when they leave the original start of this horse race. Huh. Then I have the other thought that this OSHA mandate is actually the most pro-business thing you can do. Because otherwise, businesses right now, it's her fault as the HR director.
Oh, my God. But I love blaming things on the government.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the best.
Wouldn't it be better to say, think about this when you're thinking about how good or bad this OSHA vaccine or everything else? Isn't it better to have a uniform, fair starting place? And if you disagree with me, why don't we go back to a time when monopolies ruled the U.S.? This is the Leapcast. We'll see you soon.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentoleap.com.
Are you thinking about investing in real estate? If so, you need to order your copy of the book, 10 Strategies to Purchase Property Post-Pandemic. You need to get this book today. It's going to detail everything that you need to know from the time that you say, I want to invest, to the moment that you close on your next purchase. Before you make that next real estate investing decision, get your copy of 10 Strategies to Purchase Property at www.theleapcast.com. Leap, L-I-E-B. Get your copy at theleapcast.com.